So I want to, you know, kind of get the feeling of the whole faculty about this general situation. But first, I want to see whether or not the audience would put the patient on your trial, Heather, which means they have to be okay giving them cis, which it looks like a lot of people wouldn't be, and they have to be okay giving them Bev. That's always an interesting question where Bev's used in terms of age. Looks like about 2/3 of the audience would be comfortable putting the patient on your study, and about 1/3 would not. John, how do you approach a patient like this, age 70? How do you approach the same patient, age 80?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question because right here, this actually falls in a couple interesting categories. So, you know, I agree with Corey. As long as they don't have a contraindication to using cisplatin, I'll always use cisplatin in the adjuvant setting as part of a doublet, with a minor exception. So somebody who is borderline, you know, if you think back to there's a randomized study, the CalGB 9633 study, and this is one that actually tested for 1B non-small cell lung cancer, this exact setting, carboplatin and paclitaxel. Now, there wasn't benefit overall, but if you took the group that had larger tumors greater than 4 centimeters, that was a group that did benefit from carboplatin and paclitaxel. So if the patient was borderline and there were questions about the renal function, this would be somebody that I would consider using carboplatin instead. Now, about the use of bevacizumab, you know, and of course, I always think it's better to do this in the setting of a clinical study. You know, the ECOG analysis from 4599 showed that patients over age 70 didn't look like they got as much benefit. But I think it's really more related to risk factors. Have they had thromboembolic disease? Are they at risk for cardiovascular events? In the absence of those, I would certainly think the trial here would be a reasonable option.